Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, I can't get over it. So low, I can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Hello again and welcome to another half-hour programme here on 3TFM, local radio, with me, your host, the Reverend Alec Noble, local minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church. Welcome to another action-packed half-hour peppered with a profusion of profound pearls of wisdom. Tonight, in Word and Music, we're delving into the wonderful world of our relationship with God. Isn't it amazing to think that we could have any relationship with God at all? Indeed, many folk doubt that we can. Some think there is no God with whom to have a relationship. Others think that there is a God, but that he would not be interested in having a relationship with the likes of me. At the age of 9, I stopped singing Jesus Loves Me midway through the song. I could believe that Jesus loves. I could believe that Jesus loves everybody else. But I did not feel that Jesus loved me. So I stopped singing it for 3 long years until my sister said something which helped me to sing it again with conviction. So let's all sing it together along with Michael Card, if you feel able to, that is. It'll be very self-revealing whether or not you can sing it now after what I've just said.
Jesus loves me, I know it's true, because he died for me, and he died for you. When I think of all the pain he went through, I want the world to know, and I want to shout the news. Jesus loves me, I know. It's not just the Bible tells me so. I can feel it in my soul. Jesus loves me, this I know. Jesus loves me, how can it be that the only Son of God should care for me, to take away my sin and set me free, to take my life and make it all it's meant to be. Jesus loves me, this I know. It's not just the Bible that tells me so. I can feel it in my soul. Jesus loves me, this I know. Jesus loves me, he loves you too. You can't understand it all, just believe it's true. He'll take away your old heart, give you one that's new. You feel the walls come down as his love comes breaking through.
So, how is your relationship with God? If you read the Bible from Genesis onwards, you can see a progression in how God and human beings are seen to be related. The Bible opens with God as the great creator and we are his little creatures. Then he is the great judge and we human beings are the sinners. Then he's seen as the great king and we are his subjects. By the time we get halfway through the Bible, like Psalm 23, God is the good shepherd and we are his flock of sheep. Then God is portrayed as our heavenly father and we are his children, sometimes prodigal or wayward children at that. In the New Testament, God is all of the above, but now also the groom and we are his bride. Then he, Jesus, is the head and we are his body, the church. You can't get closer than a head to a body. You see the progression. See how the gap narrows from creator-creature through shepherd-sheep to father-child and head-body. So how do you think about your relationship to God? When you pray, how do you picture him in your mind's eye? Do you think of God as a judge or as a father? No doubt you'll have good days and bad days and the picture will keep changing. Suffice it to say that as our relationship with God matures, the picture gets progressively more intimate and loving. Here's a song full of different pictures of our relationship with God.
I am the
Relationships are like stocks and shares. They can go down as well as up. But they're worth investing in. And if we invest ourselves in them, they can pay dividends. I hope that you are enjoying a very profitable relationship with God right now. But if perchance you are not having a good relationship with God, as perhaps you once had, then here's a word of advice. If you ever wonder what is wrong in your relationship with God, ask yourself some searching questions such as these. Do you ever speak to God? Do you listen to Him, confide in Him, give Him a word of praise? Do you ever say sorry to Him, express your thanks to Him, ask Him for His help? Do you ever sit down quietly with Him, waste time together with Him, spend quality time with Him, go for meals, communion with Him, show Him any interest in His work? Do you ever lend Him a hand with His work, show an interest in His interests, or show an interest in the rest of His family? Do you ever give Him little presents, do little thoughtful things to please Him? Do you ever show Him that He's wanted, needed, appreciated? Show Him that you love Him. Here's Don Francisco expressing our heart's deep desire to get a little closer to Jesus.
Well, a woman with the burden of sickness 12 years heard that Jesus was coming her way. She didn't stop to worry about her doubts and her fears. She had to fight for every step of the way. Through the crowds that were pressing around Him, through the heat and the dust of the road, and when she touched His cloak, God healed her body. He lifted her heavy load. If I can get a little closer to Jesus, just a little bit closer to Jesus, just a little bit closer to Jesus, everything's gonna be alright. Disciples, if they could deliver His only Son from a spirit that threw Him into water and fire, but with them it just could not be done. So he called out to Jesus saying, Lord, I believe, help me in my unbelief. Jesus had mercy, He healed His Son, He took away all of His grief. If I can get a little closer to Jesus, just a little bit closer to Jesus, just a little bit closer to Jesus, everything's gonna be alright. Now the story about touching the hem of His garment nearly everybody knows. But that woman was healed by her faith in God and not by Jesus' clothes. And the boy with the unclean spirit was delivered when everybody's faith was gone. When his father cried out, saying, Lord, I'm weak, and Jesus made his weakness strong. If I can get a little closer to Jesus, just a little bit closer to Jesus, just a little bit closer to Jesus, everything's gonna be alright. Want to get a little closer to Jesus, there's nobody to stand in your way. You don't have to wait for another disciple to find the right words to say, 'cause He is the same today and forever, no matter what the devil may do. And if you need a little faith or some more of God's Spirit, just ask Him and He'll give it to you. And you can get a little closer to Jesus, just as close as you want to the Jesus. Get a whole lot closer to Jesus, everything's gonna be alright. And you can get a little closer to Jesus, just as close as you want to the Jesus. Get a whole lot closer to Jesus, everything's gonna be alright.
Jesus and us make an odd couple. We start at a big disadvantage because there's a huge gulf between us. He's almighty and we are weak. He's wise, we are foolish. He's perfect, we are imperfect. He's sinless, we are sinful. He doesn't need us, but we need Him. But on the other hand, our relationship has an enormous advantage, which more than compensates for any presenting difficulties. Namely, that one of the partners is Jesus, God Himself. His grace is sufficient to match all our deficiencies. He loves us, really loves us, and His love conquers all. God's plan for each of us and for His whole world is no secret, I can tell you now. He wants to love us, just as we are, warts and all, to win our love by wooing us, to fill us with his love till we're full and running over, and to have us convey his love to other people around us, until every single person comes to love him. Isn't that great? That's why it is described as the good news of Jesus Christ. Here's a song about God's vision for each one of us. There are lots of ways of describing our relationship with Jesus. Here are a few. One thing to notice is that they're all corporate images, because we cannot just have a private, exclusive relationship with God. To love God means loving his family too. So we are the family of God, praying Our Father together. We are brothers and sisters. We are the flock of the Good Shepherd, saying personally, "The Lord is my shepherd." We are a Salvation Army, standing up and being counted for Jesus, fighting for God and for good. We are branches grafted together in Christ the vine, our lives intertwined with Jesus and others. We're living stones making up a living building, cemented together with God's love. Or think of us as the body of Christ, all sorts of people doing different functions but coordinated by Jesus the head. We are Sinners Anonymous, helping each other to kick the sin habit. We are the bride of Christ. Jesus is the bridegroom, we are his bride, wedded to him. We are disciples of the Master, sitting at Jesus' feet. We are an orchestra, all kinds of people making different sounds, but all controlled by the invisible, silent one. How do we become part of this loving network which we call the Church? Again, it can be explained in a variety of pictures, including these. We turn around from looking at our own shadows to seeing the sunlight. Or we're reborn by dying to the old self and rising to a new self in Jesus. Or put your hand into the hand of the God from Galilee. Bye for now, but tune in again, same time, next week, same station, 3TFM.
Put your hand in the hand of the man who stilled the water.
The water.
Put your hand in the hand of the man who calmed the sea.
Calmed the sea.
Take a look at yourself and you can look at others differently. By putting your hand in the hand of the man from Galilee. Every time I look into the holy book, I wanna tremble. When I read about the part where a carpenter cleared the temple. For the buyers and the sellers were no different fellows than what I profess to be. And it causes me pain to know I'm not the guy that I should be. Put your hand in the hand of the man who stilled the water.
Water.
Put your hand in the hand of the man who calmed the sea.
Calmed the sea.
Take a look at yourself and you can look at others differently. By putting your hand in the hand of the man from Galilee. Mama taught me how to pray before I reached the age of 7. And when I'm down on my knees, that's when I'm close to heaven. Daddy lived his life with 2 kids and a wife. You do what you must do. But he showed me enough of what it takes to get you through. Put your hand in the hand of the man.